Donald Trump's tax returns. They've been an ongoing issue this campaign season because, for one thing, Trump is the first modern presidential candidate to refuse to release his tax returns to the public. But then this weekend, a New York Times story revealed the contents of three pages of Trump's tax returns from 1995. One big revelation there, a nearly $1 billion loss that would have allowed Trump to avoid paying federal income tax for nearly two decades legally. Nick Hanauer is himself many times a millionaire and an entrepreneur and venture capitalist based in Seattle. Hanauer has been critical of using tax loopholes reserved for the mega rich.
There's a variety of things that are wrong with it. You know, I suppose the starting point being that in the absence of tax revenue, you cannot sustain a prosperous, secure, and stable democracy. And in particular, if the people with lots and lots of money, rich people, don't pay their fair share, the whole thing falls apart. And, you know, the far right and people like Trump have promulgated this idea that if rich people don't pay tax, somehow that will be good for everybody. And that's a lie. There's no empirical evidence for that. But, you know, you can do simple math, and there's just no way to sustain our democracy unless people like Trump and myself pay taxes.
Doesn't that mean the problem is the tax code and not Donald Trump's use of it?
Those are both true. The tax code is, of course, riddled with holes and loopholes, and folks like Trump are very, very good at taking advantage of those loopholes. I am not an expert in real estate investment or frankly the tax code. So I don't know precisely what he's done. I read the New York Times story, of course, but it is worth saying that, like, I do think it is fair to be able to write off losses in your taxes. I'm a successful investor, but I am no stranger to economic catastrophe, and probably a third of the things that I've done ended in disaster. And I think it's legit to write off those losses against gains I might have made elsewhere. What he seems to have done is something sort of much beyond that and beyond the pale. And it is just sort of astonishing to not pay any income taxes and claim at the same time to be worth $10 billion. One of those things has to be false.
Do you purposely pay more than you owe in taxes?
I don't pay more than I owe in taxes, but we don't aggressively look for tax avoidance schemes. So every taxpayer, taxpayers with the amount of complexity that somebody like, my circumstance involves, have a range of options in terms of how aggressive they want to be in terms of paying taxes. And you can play elaborate, crazy games to avoid tax. I personally do zero of that. Like, we pay the statutory rates, and we don't do these crazy tax avoidance schemes to avoid it.
So you do pay more than the minimum you owe, but can that be a policy? I mean, virtually everyone pays as little as they can.
Yeah.
What else are you suggesting?
If you're an ordinary income-earning taxpayer, there's very little wiggle room, right? You basically have an income, and it's at a particular tax rate, and, there's a couple of things you can write off, and that's it. But if you have 20 corporate entities going simultaneously in a variety of businesses in a bunch of states, and there's just so many games that you can play if you want to.
So what do you want to see come from this Trump tax revelation?
Well, I want him to lose by 30 points in the general election, because he's putting a greedy, unhinged sociopath in charge of the country would be a terrible idea.
Okay, and number two.
But I definitely think that as a nation, we need to simplify our tax code in a way that makes it impossible for the wealthiest citizens to pay less tax than middle-class people do as a percentage of their income. It's economically unsustainable, and it's morally, you know, an abomination, both of those things. And I think it's really super important that people like Trump and myself pay our taxes and pay tax rates higher than folks who earn middle income.
Nick, here I have a chance to talk with a fellow fat cat. How bad is it? Like, how many more loopholes do you and your accountants know about? How riddled is our tax code with loopholes like this?
Well, I mean, you know, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on. Like, you know, in my business, there's this carried interest loophole, right? This idea that if you're a private equity investor, if you run a private equity firm, that your income is treated as capital gains rather than ordinary income. So you're taxed at 20% rather than the 42 or 43 that ordinary income would be taxed otherwise. So this is just crazy. This is just a 20% giveaway to the richest people in our society for no reason whatsoever. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that makes no sense other than it just makes the rich richer.
He ought to know. That's Nick Hanauer, venture capitalist based here in Seattle, a well-known advocate for a Washington state income tax on high earners. Now, that idea didn't go anywhere, so I asked him whether there's any chance this revelation about Trump's taxes will change anything in our federal tax code, and he said maybe if we elect Democrats this November. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.